Hello everyone, welcome to the NRF1 podcast and what is, in effect, our Australian Grand Prix preview with me, Michael Bailey, and just me, Michael Bailey. I am literally on my own. Now, this isn't because I have been abandoned by the crew, but as you will know, you can hear our 2016 season preview in the usual places. Go listen to it. Acast, nrf1.uk is the website, or the Twitter feed at the NRF1, and you'll find the links and you can listen to our extensive guide to the 2016 season, which we recorded a couple of weeks. We were really well prepared. And what we did is we got a load of predictions in with the crew for the new season and the championships and all that fun and games, but we didn't really do any predictions for the Australian Grand Prix, which of course is coming up this weekend in Melbourne, the opening race of the season. So I decided to ping a little request over to the wonderful crew to see if they wanted to get their race predictions in, and they have come back desperate to put their opinions and views across for what will happen in Melbourne, which I guess maybe says a bit about how competitive the prediction league is going to be this season. So I guess this may well be a recurring theme. So what I'm going to do here on my Todd, just for you guys, is let you into the window of prediction that these guys have come up with ahead of Australia. And of course, what it also does is prompts you guys, if you want to get your predictions in too, from the first race this season, then you can do it. The only rules are that you get them to us via the Facebook page, if you wish, which is facebook.com/NRF1podcast, or via the Twitter page, as I've said, at the NRF1. All you need to do is get your predictions in to us out in the public domain before the start of FP1. But obviously, you have a bit of time on us guys, so you can maybe benefit from some extra special news that comes out between me recording this on my own and the start of free practice in Australia for the 2016 Grand Prix, which is, of course, hugely exciting stuff. So, on with the show. Let's have some predictions. So, I have 7 lots of predictions to rattle through for the Australian Grand Prix. Here we go. First of all, Perry Hamilton Dures. Perry Hamilton back in touch, and hopefully he'll be on the podcast soon enough. You remember he's a founder member of this fantastic Formula One podcast from the depths of Norfolk, the home of Team Lotus. He has predicted for Australia that the commentary teams will get confused over new rules for qualifying at least once, which I have given a kudos point to for that prediction for Ped. Of course, it, as you may well know from listening to the preview podcast, that nullifies my season prediction that we wouldn't actually get to see the 90-second qualifying regime come in, because it has, of course, since been ratified. So Perry has also said for qualifying, it will be a Mercedes lockout, Hamilton on pole, one Toro Rosso in the top 10, and then come the race, Rosberg will be ahead of Hamilton going into turn one. Vettel will split the two Mercedes on the podium at the end of the race, and there will be two Force Indias in the top 10. Josh Raymond, he went for, in qualifying, Mercedes front row lockout, Verstappen to out-qualify Sainz, Haas to have a car in the top 10. And then come the race, no Honda with a classified finish, which was, of course, the two McLaren cars, Rosberg to finish P1, and Rio Haryanto to have a classified finish, which is a good shout, but also Haryanto to finish lower down than Pascal Wallein, which is, of course, his manor teammate. Richard Baxter, he went for a Raikkonen race win, which he gets a kudos point for. I doubt he'll be getting anything else, but there we go. Good shout, Rich. DNFs for Haas and manor. I'm not sure if that's both cars or one car. It says neither Haas or Manor will finish the race, so that's neither car from either team will finish. Daniel Ricciardo will finish in the top 8, Fernando Alonso will finish in the points, and there will be one first lap retirement. Stephen Rust, who we'll be hearing from very soon, of course, qualifying. He says Hamilton win, Rosberg second, Vettel third, with come the race, Rosberg to win it, Hamilton second and Vettel third. Haas to finish in the points, and a top 10 finish for one Toro Rosso, but one McLaren DNF. Dave Tillier, who is being lined up for a return over the course of the season as well, which is great news. A founder member too. We have a qualifying prediction of Rosberg P1, Vettel P2, two McLarens to exit in Q2, and then come the race, Hamilton to be on the podium but not to win the race. A Ferrari will win the race, and a top 12 finish for one Manor, and one McLaren to finish in the points, one McLaren to DNF, and two classified finishes for Haas. Kyle Cumbers, the Oracle, as he is officially known, especially after his superb performance last season. He says Hamilton pole and a Hamilton win. Sainz to finish ahead of Max Verstappen. Marcus Ericsson to suffer a Q1 exit, and Force India to finish with more points than Williams from the opening race, while Rio Haryanto will DNF. You're a harsh man, Kyle, a harsh man. And finally, some bloke called Michael Bailey predicted in the race McLaren would pick up no points. There would be no top 8 finish for Red Bull. Sergio Perez would finish in the top 5, and Magnussen will finish ahead of Julian Palmer as Renault rejoin the Formula One grid, and it will be Nico Rosberg who starts the first Grand Prix of the season on pole. There you have it, the predictions for this year's Australian Grand Prix. As I said at the top of this podcast, please, 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 if you want to make predictions, you want to join the Prediction League, then get in touch and send us your predictions via the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/NRF1podcast, or the Twitter page, which is at the NRF1. And all you need to do is get it to us before the start of FP1, which is going to be in the horrifically early hours of the morning on Friday, I would imagine. So there we go. We look forward to listening and reading your predictions there. And then we will be back after the Australian Grand Prix with a post pod to survey the damage, enjoy the talking points, discuss here, there and everywhere what happened. We'll have our of the weekends, which will include, of course, the pasta of the weekend in lieu of a pasta Maldonado actually racing anymore. We'll have tweets and social updates too. So if there's anything you want to ask us or want to discuss, you can post a comment or you can just post a question. We will talk about it, discuss it. We will air your views and add to them if they require it. They might not require anything from us, but if we'd love to hear from you. We want you to be involved in the podcast as much as possible. So please just tweet us, post Facebook comments, tell us what you're thinking, and we will openly discuss them. Anything you want from the world of Formula One, be it a race weekend, the politics, Bernie Eccleston's face, whatever you want, tell us and we will get it involved. And we've got lots of other exciting things to get in stuck into over the course of the year, I'm sure. But I think that's more than enough to get us going. And we will, of course, then look forward to the forthcoming races as well. But I'm going to sign off because obviously this is quite lonely. As much as I've loved talking to you, I think it's only right that we all get on with our lives now and really look forward to the Australian Grand Prix, which is very close indeed. Enjoy it. Take it in on Channel 4 if you can. We'd love to hear your thoughts on all that coverage as well. And as I said, we will be back after the action in Melbourne with more voices than just my own, which is always good. Until then, have fun and good night.